Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Let's pray. Dear Father God, I thank you this day, God. I thank you for all you've done for us. I thank you just for let us be here to hear the preaching of your word. I pray you just fill me in your spirit. Help me say the words I should say and not say things I shouldn't. It's not say that people edified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so the title of the sermon tonight is called Blasphemy Against the Holy Ghost. Blasphemy Against the Holy Ghost. Now, the reason why I'm running a sermon, because there's a lot of confusion about the topic of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, and specifically what it is, what entails, what are some examples or of some religions or some of examples that we can see today of people blasting against the Holy Ghost. That's really the reason why I'm trying to clear the confusion so we can just look in the Bible, get a biblical definition, and apply it to the world as we see it. So the first question is, what is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? Well, the Bible is very clear. It defines blasphemy against the Holy Ghost as speaking a word that is directed against the Holy Spirit portion of the Godhead, okay? Now, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, it says, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him." So the Son of Man, that's talking about, God the Son, okay? "But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." So the Bible is saying, right, if you speak against the Son of Man, that is, if you speak against God manifest in the flesh portion of the Godhead Trinity, yeah, that can be forgiven. What are some examples of speaking against the Son of Man? Oh, I don't know, taking God's name in vain. Saying that Jesus Christ is a sinner. Saying that Jesus Christ is not God. Saying that Jesus Christ drank alcohol. Or that he had long hair. He preached and acted like a queer little sissy. Yeah, that's blasphemy against the Son of Man. But that's not blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is where someone is specifically speaking a word against the Spirit of God portion of the Godhead, okay? And that Bible says that shall not be forgiven. And there's no forgiveness for a person like that. One example of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is found in the Bible when the Pharisees said that Jesus Christ had an unclean spirit. They said he was casting out devils by the prince of devils. Mark chapter 3, you can just turn there really quick. Mark chapter 3. You turn there, I'm going to start reading it because I don't have very much time. "Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the Son of Man and unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewithsoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation." The Bible is very clear. If someone blasphemes against the Holy Ghost, they have never forgives. What does that mean? It means they can never be saved, okay? They're done. And it says they're in danger of eternal damnation. That's talking about, going to hell forever. And why? It says because they said, who's they? That they's the Pharisees. The Pharisees saw Jesus Christ perform all these great miracles, and they said he cast out devils by the prince of devils. When they did that, God hardened their heart. They became a reprobate, and all those people that said that, they're in hell right now. Here's the thing you need to understand, though. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost isn't just specifically confined to saying that Jesus Christ, he did miracles by the power of Satan. That's an example of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is a little bit broader than that. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is where you just speak a word against the Holy Ghost. Go back to Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. It says, "Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Okay? So it's not just that. And I looked at the different definitions of blasphemies. Blasphemy is just like where you insult, degrade someone, say something that's bad about someone. Obviously, saying that Jesus Christ had a devil, Jesus Christ did his miracles by the Spirit of God, that's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Now, here's the thing you need to understand too. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, it damns, like calling upon the name of the Lord saves, because it begins the heart and manifests itself in the mouth. You go to Matthew chapter 12, you're just there, and I'll just read verse 35. "A good man out of the treasure of his heart bring forth good things, and an evil man of evil treasure of his heart bring forth evil things. For the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." I'll begin to read the next verse after that. "But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." The Bible says right there that you're condemned. You can either be just by your words, or you can be condemned by the words. And of course, that's supposing that those words proceed out of what came forth out of the heart, whether they became born again or they became born of the devil and they became a reprobate. And so it's not just like for an example, if you force someone at gunpoint and tell them you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to die. You know, you could probably get them to elicit a false confession. But it has to be from the heart. The Bible says, "For the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." The Bible says, "With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation." So, in the same token, you know, you can't make someone blaspheme the Holy Ghost. They have to mean it from their heart in order for it to count. You see what I'm saying? Like, let's say if they just read a list of words, they have to know what they're saying. They have to mean it. Just like you can't call upon the name of the Lord unless you mean it when you're asking for eternal life. You have to mean it for its eternal, it's an everlasting gift you get through faith in His name. So I just want to make that very clear. Now, another thing too, and you can turn to Exodus chapter 7. Just like calling upon the name of the Lord is a one-time event that will cause someone to receive eternal life and forgiveness for all their sins, blaspheming against the Holy Ghost is a one-time event that will cause someone to lose the ability to be forgiven their sins, and they will become a reprobate. It only takes one word. You know, Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. Like, I already wonder about that. It only takes one word. Now, in Exodus, we have an example where Pharaoh blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in verse 10, "And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast out down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent." So right here, you know, Moses was told by God to cast a rod before Pharaoh, right? You know, God already promised beforehand he was going to harden his heart. But the Bible tells us exactly what time he got his heart hardened. Okay, it says, so right here, Moses cast a serpent, his rod, and it was a miracle that his rod turned to a serpent. It was a miracle by God. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantment. So right here, Pharaoh, he sees this miracle done by the Spirit of God, and what he does is he calls his own sorcerers, you know, who were possessed with devils, who did have unclean spirits. He was blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, and he called for them. And then the next verse, it says in verse 12, "For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up the rod." So again, these sorcerers, they were able to replicate the miracle, but of course God's miracle is stronger than them. You know, Jesus has said, "My Father's given me is greater than all." So and it says in verse 13, "And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said." So God hardened his heart. After he called in verse 11, he blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. He spoke a word. He's speaking a word against the Holy Ghost, trying to downplay a miracle of God. Verse 13, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So God turned his heart into adamant stone. Notice it only took one word spoken against the Spirit of God. You know, just like it only takes one word to get saved, the Bible says, "For thou shalt confess about the Lord Jesus." You know, that's all it takes. "And believe in thy heart that God raised him, that thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Now, some people, they might look at this and they say, "Well, what about Mark 3? You know, are you in Mark 3? You have a finger there? Mark 3, where it says, danger of eternal damnation." They'll say, "Well, it says the person's in danger of eternal damnation. Would that mean that technically they're not reprobate?" They're saying, like, if they blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it's not necessarily gonna. Now they're close to becoming reprobate, but not necessarily. And I can understand why they get that, you know, because the word danger kind of implies that maybe, well, they're not quite there yet. But you put a finger in Mark chapter 3 and go to Matthew chapter 5 verse 22, and I'll explain what that word danger is talking about. Okay, so first off, Mark 3 verse 29 says, "But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness." So the Bible's very clear. If you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you can never be forgiven for your sins. You're done. Right. That door is closed. That door is shut. Your heart's hardened. Your eyes are blinded. But it's in danger of eternal damnation. Well, think about it this way. If someone doesn't have forgiveness for their sins, and if someone's not saved, they are in danger of dying and going to hell. Now, they cannot eliminate this danger. They can put it off. They can try doing different medical procedures. They can try eating non-GMO foods to lengthen their lifespan. But they can't stop it, okay? That's why you see so many faggots go to that Whole Foods store, because they're just delaying the inevitable. But here's the thing, though. Now, it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." So, and then when it says brother, it's not talking about spiritual brother. It's talking about physical brother. Kind of like how Paul, you know, he spoke of the Israelites. He says that his, they're his brethren. They're his kinsmen according to the flesh. It's talking about physical brother. If you're angry with your physical brother without a cause, you're in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Akash, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. What the Bible is saying right there, if you're angry without your brother without a reason, if your brother, you know, physical brother, steps on your toe, slams the door on your fingers, and you get angry at them, and you call him an idiot, you call him a fool, if that's the only sin you commit in your life, and you're not saved, you know, if you haven't received forgiveness of your sins, you're in danger of dying and going to hell. Okay? You know, you think about this. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says all that sin comes short of the glory of God. So people out there that are not saved, you know, people out there going driving around, they're in danger of hellfire. They're in danger of going to hell. The Bible says that he holds the breath of all mankind in his hand. Okay? And we don't know when we're going to die. Now, God knows. God knows that point, but we don't. So that's what it's just saying right there. Now, it says in danger of eternal damnation, that just means that, right? They're in danger of dying and going to hell. Now, once they die, well, they're in hell. They can't eliminate that danger, and one day that danger will be a reality, and they will spend eternity in hell. Okay, that's what it's saying right there. Now, here's the thing: if someone doesn't have ability to be forgiven of their sins, they're going to hell one day.
Yeah.
Now, and that danger is going to be a reality to them. Now, here's the thing I want to point out too: it is impossible. It is impossible for a saved person to sincerely blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. And even if it was, anyone that did it would still go to heaven. The Bible says, you know, it's for the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. The Bible says it's about that good treasured heart or that evil treasured heart. You know, it's impossible for someone to save to do it, okay? You know, now think about this. Once you're saved, you have forgiveness of all your sins. You know, Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. The Bible says that we have forgiveness of sins. Why? Because we put our faith in Christ, that he died for all our sins. Amen. The Bible says, to him give all prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. So once you believe that he died for our sins and rose again on the third day, you know, your sins are remitted, they're canceled out. Amen. Now, it says in Mark chapter 3, you know, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness. So it says they're never forgiveness, which means they're never going to be forgiven. This is not talking about some saved person. It's talking about some unsaved person who lost their ability to be forgiven of all their sins and get saved, okay? That's what it's talking about. And so here's the thing. And what it says hath never forgiveness means they shall never be forgiven. If someone is forgiven, they can't have never forgiveness. It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't make any sense. Now, you might ask, well, what are some examples of some religions that blaspheme the Holy Ghost? One, Judaism.
Yep, amen.
Judaism blasphemes against the Holy Ghost. They teach that Jesus Christ is burning in hell for practicing black magic. That's blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. He did it through the power of the Spirit of God. That's wicked. And if you see some guy that calls himself rabbi that says he's a Jewish teacher, that guy's a reprobate. He's a sicko. You should stay as far away from you as you can. Yeah. You should not be giving money to those evil, wicked, ungodly people. And there's a reason why the Bible says that great city, you know, that the mystery Babylon is the habitation of devils, because those people there, those blasphemers against the Holy Ghost, they're wicked people, and they are a bunch of devils. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why. Now, another example, Freemasonry. Freemasonry gets people to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. You see, how is that? Well, they teach one, and Freemasonry, just a kind of side note, it's an offshoot of Judaism. Freemasonry has people, once they get to a certain level, profess allegiance to a false deity. It's a false Trinity deity. So here's the thing. If you blaspheme against the Trinity, what's the Trinity? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, right? You're saying that the Trinity is a bunch of like pagan gods and stuff, or whatever. I can't remember. You're blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. You can't get around that.
Yeah.
And if you got some guy like George W. Bush, that guy's a reprobate,
yeah,
and his dad is, okay. And Hillary Clinton, whoever else in that wicked false religion, okay. So you better stay away from that. And if someone says, oh, I'm an eighth degree, okay, and what are some other examples? Well, you know, I'm going to kind of skip through this, but here's another example, saying that the Holy Ghost is a female. And look, there are religions out there that teach that,
yeah,
that the Holy Ghost is female. The Shekinah thing, I don't know what it's called. That is wicked. That's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Those people that say that are damned to hell forever. Or just, you know, another example, you know, adding or removing from God's word. Okay? You know, if you go out and say, oh, this Bible right here I made, that's the Word of God right here. You know, this new Bible, this new international version. You know, if you're trying to pass it off as the Word of God, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That holy men of God spake because they're moved by the Holy Ghost. You're basically saying that it's you're trying to pass off a bunch of trash as something the Holy Ghost, you know, inspired. And that's blasphemy. You're going straight to hell if you do that.